FHE, Sharing Time, A Sacred Promise by Ann Jameson. Do you know what a covenant in the church is? It is a sacred promise, an agreement between Heavenly Father and His children. Since the time of Adam and Eve, Father in Heaven has made covenants with His children to help us live righteously and be worthy to live with Him again. In the Scriptures, we learn about many people who made covenants with the Lord. When the people of Alma gathered at the waters of Mormon, He invited them to be baptized to make a covenant. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 13. The people were so happy that they clapped their hands with joy. They wanted to show their love for Heavenly Father and their desire to keep His commandments by being baptized. Alma taught His people what they must do to keep and honor their baptismal covenant. He said that they must be willing to be called God's people and to obey His commandments. He told them that they should help one another and comfort one another. They were to be witnesses of God, Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. That means that they would tell others about Heavenly Father and about how much He loves each of His children. If they did these things, the Lord would bless them with His Spirit. Alma's people learned that Heavenly Father loves us and wants us to make a sacred covenant with Him. We begin our journey back to Him by making a covenant and being baptized. When Jesus was baptized, He made a covenant that He would be obedient to Heavenly Father's commandments. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 5 through 8. When you are baptized, you make that same covenant to serve Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Then, when you are confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you covenant to take His name upon you, to always remember Him, and to keep His commandments. Just like the people of Alma, you promise to be a witness of the Savior, to tell others about or testify of Him. When you keep your part of the baptismal covenant, you will always have His Spirit to be with you. That is God's promise to you. On page 13 are some pictures to help you remember your baptismal covenant. Instructions to make a mobile to help you remember your covenant. Mount page 13 on heavy paper, then color and cut out the figures. Use string or yarn, attach each figure to a clothes hanger or decorative hook, and display the mobile where you see it each and every day. When I am baptized, I make a sacred covenant. And now, because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, His sons and His daughters. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7. A picture of the Savior. I promise to testify of Jesus Christ. A picture of being confirmed a member. I become a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A picture of a baptismal covenant. I am baptized by immersion. A picture of receiving the Holy Ghost. I receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. A promise to serve others. I promise to serve others. I promise to serve God and keep His commandments. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Plan with the music leader to integrate music into the following activity. Divide the children into four groups and assign each group to look up and then read about one of the scriptures listed with the fourth article of faith. Children's Songbook, page 124. Have the children identify which principle or ordinance of the gospel is mentioned in their assigned scripture. Discuss the principles of faith and repentance and the ordinances of baptism and the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Have the whole primary sing the song. Each group could stand and sing the phrases of the song that correspond to their scriptures. Give each child a large sheet of paper that you have divided into quarters. Invite the children to illustrate the principles and ordinances that are taught in the song. Sing the song again and bear testimony of these principles and ordinances. Encourage the children to use their papers to share this song with their families. 2. Help the children memorize Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7 by printing the scripture on paper, cutting it into separate words and placing the words in an envelope. Make a set for each class. Have each class put the words in correct order and tape them to a sheet of paper. With the teacher's guidance, each class could memorize the scripture by quietly repeating it several times, then removing a word or two after each repetition. When all of the classes are ready, they could repeat the scripture together from memory. Sing a story from Teaching No Greater Call, pages 174 and 175, about becoming a member of the Church of Jesus. Possible songs in the Children's Songbook are Faith, pages 96 and 97, Repentance, page 98, When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, page 102, The Still Small Voice, pages 106 and 107. Finish by bearing your testimony and inviting the children to express their testimonies as they sing The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77. 3. Assign one of the following scriptures to each class, or divide the children so that all ages are represented in each group. Have them read the spiritual account, then plan how they will share the story with other children. For example, they could prepare a dramatization, pantomime, the account for the other children to guess, do a choral reading, or pretend to interview the main characters. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 163 and 165 and 166. As they plan, they should answer as many of these questions as possible. Where does this event take place? Who was baptized? Who performed the baptism? Did those who were baptized keep their baptismal covenants? What can we learn from this example? Scriptures, Joseph Smith History, 1, verses 68 to 73, Moses, chapter 6, verses 64 to 68, Mosiah, chapter 18, verses 7 through 15, Alma, chapter 23, verses 1 through 6, also verse 17, and Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and 37 through 46. Invite all the children to stand and sing an appropriate song, such as The Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77, between each presentation. Finally, read together Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, about the events of Jesus Christ's baptism, and bear testimony of His divine mission and His example to us. Conclude with Beautiful Savior, Children's Songbook, pages 62 and 63, or I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, pages 74 to 75. 4. For younger children, make sets of the finger puppets below for each child and have them use the puppets as they learn the fourth article of faith, Children's Songbook, page 124. The puppets are Faith in Jesus Christ, Baptism, Repentance, and the Gift of the Holy Ghost. 5. Additional Friend Resources on Covenants. Friend to Friend, September 1995, pages 6 and 7. Abraham Covenants with the Lord, August 1998, page 34. Keeping My Promise, August 1998, pages 11 through 13. Baptism, My First Covenant, May 1997, pages 12 and 13. See also The Lord's Covenant People, Gospel Principles, pages 95 through 99. End of Sharing Time, A Sacred Promise by Ann Jameson. FHE, I.